I've been a nurse for about 2.5 years. My first nursing job was emergency room nursing. I actually wanted to be a nurse injector before I became a nurse. I have an amazing nurse practitioner I'm going to be working with at a local Medi Spa. I'm extremely excited, and we have some big visions. I think we have a bright future together for sure.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, where we explore journeys in the world of medical aesthetics with cosmetic nurses and cosmetic laser techs and physicians and career changers, all about this crazy $16 billion booming industry. Today, I've got Cameo here from South Carolina. How you doing, my dear?
Hey, I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you?
Good. And I feel horrible because I never got the chance to meet you in person, but I know we talked via Zoom and things like that because you took the course in Dallas, Texas this year. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. And it was amazing.
Cool. What month was it in?
It was in July, last month.
In July. And how many days of cosmetic injection or laser training did you take?
I took 4 days.
Cool. And what did you cover in those 4 days?
I covered the beginner's Botox and dermal fillers. Well, Botox, I say neurotoxins and dermal fillers. And then the advanced neurotoxins and dermal fillers.
Awesome. And before you had your hand on that needle doing your very first cosmetic injection, I don't know if it was a Botox or filler, whatever it was, were you a little nervous? Or was it kind of like more excited? Or where's the mind?
I was overwhelmed with excitement. There's a smidge of nerves, I think, that's definitely necessary when you have any sort of needle in your hand doing any sort of procedure. But right. I was overwhelmed with happiness and excitement, and I just could not wait. I was chomping at the bit to get started.
Awesome. And after you did 4 days of, you know, basic fundamental training, did you feel like, okay, I'm liking this. I feel like I can see myself doing this.
1,000%. Absolutely. When I left that fourth day, I felt like I was ready to begin my career.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes in life, people have a hesitation, or maybe it's the wrong move for me. But I mean, I rarely hear that, but it's nice to have the affirmation that people say, I think this is a good journey for me, but you got to confirm it by getting your hands on and doing it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. After that first day, I knew that this was my calling. Absolutely, 100%.
Love that. And how long have you been a nurse for?
I've been a nurse for about 2.5 years.
Okay, so what was your first nursing job?
My first nursing job was emergency room nursing. I actually wanted to be a nurse injector before I became a nurse.
How did that thought come in your mind? Because most nurses, they get in the hospital world and then they evolve one day to thinking cosmetic medicine because maybe they're burnt out, maybe it's long hours, or maybe they just had a treatment. But now I'm hearing more of your story. Now I'm hearing more people say, gosh, before you even went to nursing school, it was a thought in my mind. How did that become a thought in your mind?
Well, I have always had really thin, teeny tiny little lips and I have real pointed facial structure and I wasn't crazy about it. So I made an appointment with a nurse injector who gave me some dermal fillers in my lips and it changed my life. I'm telling you, it made me so happy inside when I left the office and I thought to myself, this is what I want to do for my living. I want to do this for people.
Just out of curiosity, you went to nursing school. How come you didn't dive right into cosmetic medicine? How come you went to the hospital route first?
Because when I was in nursing school, I was blessed to be able to shadow a cosmetic surgeon. And he gave me some invaluable advice when I was in nursing school. He said, you know, when you graduate, you really need to work at the bedside for a few years and really become a nurse. Hone in your nursing skills, your assessment skills. Those skills are very important to be a successful and safe cosmetic injector. And so I loved my emergency rotation. And so I was able to get an emergency job right out of school. I did that for a few years and I was ready to roll with my aesthetics.
Right on. So now what's the journey? What's the vision look like? What are you thinking? Are you thinking you're to have your own gig, work for yourself, work for somebody else? Where are you headed?
I have an amazing nurse practitioner I'm going to be working with at a local Medi Spa. I'm extremely excited. And we have some big visions. I think we have a bright future together for sure.
So are you starting off as a team member, as an employee?
Yes. I'm starting off as a team member and as an employee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So was the Medi Spa open then before you started there?
Yes, the Medi Spa has been open now for about 3 years, and she is slammed. I mean, all day long, every day, she's busy, busy, busy. And so she was looking to add another injector onto her
practice. Awesome. And now is she just doing injections, or does her Medi Spa do like technologies too?
Her mitzvah does technologies too. She does an array of things there. Pretty much you name it, she does it. So
what's your gut feeling on the experience of working with patients at an ICU hospital? You know, they're sick, they're dying, they got problems. It's a different scenario versus the types of patients you're starting to see now. How is that different in your mind?
It's different because I'm seeing patients in the emergency room on the worst day of their life. And that's such an incredible position to be in, to help people when they're basically at their lowest. Right. But it's also wearing. It's wearing on my heart. I have a pretty soft heart when it comes to people in general. And my, you know, I was taking that home with me. And I have 4 children. I have quite a big family. And it was just, it's a heavy weight to wear on my shoulders. And so now I've seen these amazing patients. They're coming in and they're excited to be there with me. They're happy. And they can't wait to see their results. And when they sit up, they look at themselves and they smile and sometimes cry. It's just wonderful.
So I know that I see on social media, and by the way, I think you're doing a great job. I think if you continue doing what you're doing on your stories on social media, you will get to your end goals way, way, way faster. But so I'm going to ask you a question. I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you a question just so our audience can hear this. For the people that you've injected so far with Botox or fillers, whether it's a National Laser or since you've left, are you friends with any of those people on Instagram or Facebook, or any of them your friends on social media?
Absolutely. The connection I think that you have with your patients, I'm learning, is so strong, and it's so neat. It's like you're an extension of your family. I love it.
So in your opinion, as you move forward, do you think for every 10 clients you have for Botox or fillers, like maybe 8 of them will be your friends on social media?
100%.
Now, how about in the ICU? Out of every 10 patients you saw in the ICU, how many of your friends on social media?
None.
Zero. How many of the people on the... How many of the people in the ICU ward did you grab a Starbucks with that week?
Never.
That's kind of different. It's a different animal, isn't it?
It is. You know, and if they find you on Facebook from the ER ICU, you're like...
you're like, what's up? Stalker, right? Stalker. What's going on here?
Completely different situation. It's so much more wonderful.
Yeah, I know thousands and thousands of nurses in this business. I think the one thing I hear all the time is that they love nursing the hospital. It's very rewarding and fulfilling, but sometimes it gets tough with the hours. They're working weekends, they're on call, they're seeing people die, and it's rewarding, but it's wearing and stressful. And a lot of them hesitate towards going in the beauty business, cosmetic medicine at first, because they think it's a beauty business. It's all about like Beverly Hills Barbie doll, looking pretty and looking like Kim Kardashian. And then they start realizing, wait a minute, maybe there's more to it. Maybe this is about building confidence and self-esteem. And yeah, we all want to look good, of course, but I mean, when somebody has depression or anxiety, they go to a therapist, they do cognitive behavioral therapy, they take a Prozac or Xanax. And the whole purpose of that is to build the confidence to overcome the anxiety and depression. But people can get those same benefits, customers, patients, clients, via cosmetic medicine, by Botox and fillers and feeling better about themselves, which raises their confidence. All of a sudden they're interviewing with a smile on their face and they're dating and socializing. And so that alone, what people don't realize, what a lot of my nurse friends don't realize, like, you are helping people, you are building their confidence, which is the same thing therapists do, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what drives me. That's what drives me every day when I see them sit up and just see the improved self-image and the happiness and the confidence. That's not for anyone else. It's just for them. And it really makes you you can't wait to get to the next patient. It's so happy and it's just marvelous.
All right, my dear. Well, I wish you health, happiness, and success in your journey. And for other nurses out there, thousands and thousands of nurses that may be seeing this one day, that are kind of contemplating cosmetic medicine, injections and lasers, but you know, they got a stable job in the hospital, whatever, but this seems kind of fun and exciting to them. They're torn. Like what honest advice would you give to people out there exploring this?
You go for what makes you happy. This world is such a crazy place. You need to do what really lights your heart on fire. Follow your passions.
All right, my dear. Well, stay in touch with me. Let me know how things go as you progress, but nice seeing you. And I'm glad you had a good experience at National Laser.
It was wonderful. What you've built at National Laser is incredible. And I tell everyone, if you're looking for training for this field, seriously, there's no better place than National Laser.
You're awesome. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You're awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.